Hi guys, it's Simple J, Assista here with another episode for you guys. I just want to say, it's been a while, I know, and you guys will forgive me. I don't know if you guys haven't noticed, there's been an election going on here in the United States, and a lot of us have been on pins and needles, keeping our fingers crossed, our toes crossed, everything crossed, hoping for the best outcome. And a lot of us still have PTSD from the last election. So we're just holding our proverbial breaths, hoping for the best. So forgive me, it's like day 59, day 60, waiting on the results. I've aged a bit, so it's taken a while. But I'm sorry, it has been a while. I still love you guys. I still appreciate the support. If you're a first-time listener, thank you for coming to listen to my little engine that could podcast. If you're a returning listener, just know I love you guys so much. You're the bread and butter for me. You guys do it for me. You're the reason why I always push out as much as I can to do these podcasts, because you guys really, really are the best. And of course, you're my family. So I do it for the family. So I'm hopeful that you guys are remaining positive, doing positive things, because remember, as I always tell you guys, when you push out positivity, positivity comes your way. So you breathe positivity internally and externally, you will see the results of that positivity. So let's just all, no matter what is going on, stay positive, because positive in, positive out. Today's podcast is just basically going to be called Put You Up on Game Fridays. I'm going to give you some ideas, some things you can do, and work out some things that you guys might not be clear on. So what do I mean by things you might not be clear on? So there's this debate going on around where people are trying to figure out the difference between talking, dating, etc. in a relationship. Now, I'm not sure if a lot of people got clarification on this, but let me help you out a little bit here. When you're talking, there's no expectation between you two. You guys are just simply getting to know each other. There's no restraints, no expectations. Nobody knows how it's going to turn out. You guys are just simply feeling each other out. So that's it. And talking is not for adults. That's for like people in high school, for kids who like, trying to figure things out. Dating is when now you guys have started going out more as an exclusive item, two of you together deciding, okay, this is something we want to do. So you guys are now not only more than trying to get to meet each other, you guys have now made a commitment to knowing each other on a more serious, deep down, deep rooted, deep in there, internal to the core basis. You guys are going to dinners. One person might be sending the other one flowers. One person might be buying this kind of gift for this one, or the other one reciprocates. Whatever it is, that's dating. So the talking phase is nothing serious. You know, you hang out one or two times, nothing, no commitment based. Dating is a commitment in a sense, which is not on the level of marriage, because when you get to the marriage sense, that's when you make that commitment, which should be made also in terms of dating and a relationship. But then that's when people really put things together and get it in their mind that once I make that decision to marry someone, I'm forsaking all others. There's nobody else that's going to come in between me and you in this relationship. It's me and you, ride or die, stuck together till the end, no matter what. So I'm glad that cleared up, because, and I don't understand why people are even still trying to even come up with different schemes or ideas about what we should label each other. Let's be clear. If you're with someone, the labeling is not for society, it's for both of you. So if you don't feel like putting a label on a situation between the both of you, then by all means, live by your own rules and do your thing and do what works for your situation. But if you feel like you need to put a label on it, then that's different. And if that's the way to go for you, then do that. Everybody's situation, as I always tell you guys, is different. Everybody has to do their own thing. You cannot allow what society does or dictates to rule your life. Because you might rush and decide, oh, because society says it's the best thing that eventually we shouldn't drag this out. I like you, and you like me. Let's go get married. And you guys aren't prepared or ready for marriage. That could crumble within less than 2.5 seconds. You guys are headed to Splitsville and divorce. So you guys have to make a pact, an agreement between both of you to decide what works for you. Does it work to put a label on it right now? Does it work to just stay in the dating phase right now until we feel comfortable, till we make that next step of marriage? You guys have to make that decision between the two without interference or pressure from others. Do not let other people's expectations or other people's reality be projected on you, because what they're living is their life. And you need to live your life. And everybody has their own idea of what happiness is. Some people's end goal isn't to get married. Some people's end goal is just to be in a very fulfilling, happy, nurturing, feeding the soul, honest relationship. And that works for them. Some people's end goal is, I have to get that ring. I need that security. That's my end goal. So you have to figure out within yourselves and then within that relationship what works for you. So whether it's dating or you guys are talking or it's something casual, whatever works for you. And you have to stay true to yourself and stay true to your partner. Your partner needs to stay true to themselves and stay true to you. So that is the basis of which you guys should definitely work on how you define your relationship, what works for you guys, not what others think. Because others don't pay bills. Others aren't there when you need it the most. Sometimes when you hit rock bottom and you look around, these others won't be there. So think about that. Another thing is, there are little things that I've noticed lately, just a shift I've noticed in how people talk to each other. We're not respectable anymore because we're now in a place where hate and just wanton disregard for another human being's feelings, emotion is what's running rampant right now. And it's very sad. We have forgotten how it is to be human. We have forgotten how it is to be loving, caring, respectful people. Listen to me. Do not follow what you see the trend is and think it's okay to speak to someone in a demeaning manner. It's not good for your soul, and it does not look good on your part. Not only that, that person who you speak to, you might think by doing that, you're getting your satisfaction, but you cannot tell what that person's reaction will be. You can't tell if that person will just swing around and give you a slap on the cheek. You can't tell if that person will retaliate in a violent manner. Guys, don't follow the trend. Buck the trend. Be your own trendsetter. Understand that at the end of the day, love is what we need to be spreading. That's what is needed. That's what we all are dying to see expressed at this moment. Be open to other people and how much they could be going through. Be open to other people's backgrounds. Be open to other people's religions. Be open to other people and their preferences, be it sexual or not. let's get rid of this idea that we need to be so quick to critique and degrade and to tell someone that what they're doing is wrong. First instinct nowadays is to do that. Let's step back and understand, why are they doing that? What is it about what they're doing that triggers us that much? Try to understand it. Try to gain some perspective before you just go in guns blazing. I hate it. I hate that. I'm going to talk to you however. I'm going to behave however. Don't do that. This is a cycle of viciousness that we're trying to stop right now. This is why nowadays, if you see what's happening in the world, there's so much hate permeating through people's skin, permeating throughout the air, just passing on all over. We need to find ways to express ourselves without being so hateful, without being so dark with intent, without being so quick to judgment. Let's employ patience. Let's employ understanding. Let's employ love. Let's employ calm. This is what is needed right now. This is necessary right now. This is important right now. People are dying for that right now. Let's give it to them. Let's give them love. Let's give them compassion. Let's give them heart. Let's not be quick to anger. Let's not be quick to wrath. Let's not be quick to judgment. Let's not be quick to hate. L comes before a lot of things in the dictionary. L comes before W. W for wicked. Love comes before all other things. So let's be mindful of the way we interact with others moving forward. Because you never know how your positivity, how your mannerism, or your way of just being kind, or going out of your way of just being kind and loving to someone else, could lift their mood, could lift their spirit, could lift whatever dark cloud is in their mind and their lives right now. So let's take the initiative to spread a lot of love now. It's very much needed. We need to heal. There's a lot of healing that needs to happen now. Love heals. Hate rips those wounds open even more. Just remember I told you that, guys. Love heals. Hate rips wounds. Very key thing to remember moving forward. And lastly, I want to remind folks that it's important to be authentic. Be your true, authentic self. Stop trying to be somebody else that you're not. Whether it's at work, whether it's at home, whether it's with your friends, whether it's just interacting with people on a regular day, be who you are to your core. Because when you fake it and put on a facade, eventually people are going to see through that. People are going to navigate through the nonsense and see you for who you really are. Stick to your true, authentic selves. If you're a lovable person, stick to that person. If you're an introvert, in a sense, don't try to fake being an extrovert. That's going to come out eventually. People are going to realize that you don't have that personality. You don't have that sunny disposition. If you're a person who just likes to be around people, but then gives this air as though you're above everything, don't do that. Don't give out a fake persona. Especially in these times, people can see through the fake. People can see through the fog. People can see through that opaque vision or impression you're giving. Stick to who you are. That's why I always tell you guys to be you and live by your own rules. Because when you're faking it, trying to make it, eventually faking it only gets you so far. People will start seeing what's behind all that extra fakeness. Just like a woman who likes to adorn herself with makeup and lipstick and all of that stuff, foundation and concealer and all that stuff. Eventually, she's going to have to take all of that off. And you're going to see what's under all of that layer and layers of makeup and lipstick and eyeshadow and fake eyelashes. You're going to see what's behind that. And you might like that, as well as you might not. Or you might feel like you were given one impression, and then at the end of the day, that's not the impression you want to work with. Stick to your true, authentic self. Never switch. Never change. Never let anything have you deviate from that. Because in the end, when you're found out that what you've presented isn't you, you're going to be hurting in the end. People might not even want to be around you. They might would have wanted to be around who you were or who you are originally. But this extra wannabe, trying to be fake be, that's not happening. Stick to what you know. And as I always tell you guys, be you and live by your own rules. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Be safe. Mask up, guys. Love you.